This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's toll-free. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's our chat server. You can chat in there anytime, basically, day or night, with other Free Talk Live listeners. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
So, good news, Chris. Actually, we're going to start out with a bunch of good news. You've got good news with the new restaurant that made headlines all around the world.
It did.
Right here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Fa restaurant. We'll tell you what it's called here and why it was so controversial. There's some really good news there. But also, big news for Free Talk Live tonight is actually our second night on the air. And I always like to wait until after our first night's done, make sure everything went smoothly, you know, the satellite system didn't break down or something. And so we are now on In the Belly of the Beast.
This was amazing.
In Washington, D.C., in the heart of D.C. on FM. Brand new FM station. It's called Wonk FM, and it's on 104.7 there in Washington. It's also available on HD2, but nobody has those. If you've got one of the HD2 or the HD radios, you can go to our affiliates page at affiliates.freetalklive.com. You can get all the details. But anyway, they're airing the show all 3 hours of Saturday night, but they're starting it a couple hours late. So if you're listening to this in D.C. tonight, you're hearing us a couple hours after we've started the show, you can still call in and join us until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and then afterwards you'll hear yourself later on. So welcome to the program. If you're brand new to Free Talk Live, then you may not have ever heard a show like this quite before on talk radio, because we really are an open phone show, so you really can call in about anything that you want. And we're pretty freedom-friendly here, meaning not Republicans, not Democrats, but like actual libertarians. So again, there's really not a show quite like it. You're welcome to join us here. We're going to start out, like I said, with the news that broke yesterday. And I had the honor of breaking this particular news, and it was great news to be able to announce that the hat that you're wearing here in the studio, so anybody that's watching us over on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm, and so anybody watching the Twitch feed can see that. I've got the same T-shirt, same logo on a shirt. It is for this restaurant that hasn't even opened its doors yet.
Right.
I'm expecting it's going to be good because we know the lady who is the head chef there.
We know her skills.
Yeah, and she used to have a food truck out by your shop or out 101 Local Goods here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
But she's sort of graduating from food truck to actual sit-down restaurant.
Yep.
Dine-in. Restaurant, and it's very, very exciting. That would have been exciting enough, you know, on its own for little old Keene, New Hampshire,
right,
to have an actual Vietnamese restaurant.
Well, and her style, it's French Vietnamese.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is just, you know, and these are the things I've learned about Vietnamese cooking. You know, there is certainly more of a
French
Chinese
influence.
Well, part of it's a lot of Chinese influence.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is, you know, the French occupied that country for an awfully long time, and they shared some recipes.
So I know I announced this last night, but I didn't get to read the quote from Isabel, and you weren't here either last night, Chris.
Yeah.
And you're deep involved in this, even though you're not actually involved in running the restaurant. I don't imagine you would want to be. They came to you when they had some T-shirts that they wanted to sell.
Yeah.
For this business name, Fa Keen Great. That's the name of the business.
Yep.
It's a pho noodle restaurant located here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I suspect it will be great. So they tried to put a sign up during the Christmas holidays, during the holiday season.
Yep.
They put a temporary sign up in the window, you know, coming soon, and then the name of the business and the logo.
I question whether it was even a sign. It was literally like a poster. It was just like something you would hang It wasn't like they went to a sign company and said, make us a sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what the city's definition of sign is, but I suspect it's fairly nebulous. And
it's whatever they say.
Yeah.
If they think it's a sign, then it's a sign.
So she was told to take the so-called sign down. And that wasn't all, because they were claiming, oh, well, you don't have a lease, or you have a lease, and it's, you know, some violation of the lease code on signs or whatever. And Isabel, who's the owner, their part owner, she disputed the concept that they were, you know, claiming, but went ahead and took it down anyway.
Right.
And they also told her that the sign and the name specifically was offensive.
That was the first thing they told her. That was the first phone call she got was, yeah, you need to take that down. That's offensive.
And, quote, not appropriate.
Yes, yes.
And this is a call from the city manager, the head, you know, the boss lady of this whole city of Keene.
The biggest boss bureaucrat there is.
Calls her up on Christmas Eve. And this was, what, 8 months, basically, after they signed a lease with the city, because they're renting from the city, because the city has, it's actually in the building in which, you know, houses the city of Keene.
Right.
So there's a couple of other plots in that building or whatever where there's already a restaurant right next door to it, so they'll be moving into what was an old restaurant space already. So they claim it's offensive and it's not appropriate. That story was put out on the local newspaper as well as freekeen.com at the very end of December. It took about 4 days, I think.
Yeah.
There's a handful of days, maybe most of a week, before the mainstream media started to pick the story up. It was like, you know, the end of the holidays.
Right.
Everybody's recovering from drinking too much on New Year's Eve. And then all of a sudden, somebody, I think it was maybe the Union Leader, which is the main kind of Manchester, New Hampshire paper, picked it up. Others in Boston saw it. AP picked it up. And then it just went nationwide, if not global.
It definitely went global. I mean, I at one point had bookmarked Chinese language.
You did find foreign language?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, and that's typically how newsworthy stories go in New Hampshire, and it's like this all over the country. It makes it into the local market, and then if the story seems like it's got some legs, it's got some interest, then the bigger towns will pick it up. Yeah. And we're fairly close to Boston, and Boston, the Boston Globe is considered one of those, you know, tier one newspapers that if stories make it in there, that's what the AP's watching, so.
Absolutely. And
we knew it when it happened.
And they're all on my email list, so when I put my story up at freekeen.com, I was the first one, you know, to break this news. Shortly thereafter, I sent it out to all the regional media. AP's included in that list as well. It's a custom list I've been building over the last 10 years that I didn't just throw emails into. I asked everybody who's on the list if they want to be on it. And within hours, the story was again blowing up. So good news is that she's allowed to have a sign now, all of a sudden, without any meeting. There was supposed to be this big meeting that was going to occur. It got delayed, supposedly, to February. It never actually happened.
No, and all discussion about being offensive and inappropriate, the city, I think they did a marvelous job of damage control by never using those words and never bringing it up, and quickly changed the narrative to, no, it was never that it was offensive.
Oh.
We would have never said that. What it was our lease is very specific, and the sign ordinance, it hasn't been approved by our bureaucrats. So that's the whole story they've been telling.
What they cooked up is that, you didn't apply for the sign permit the right way, basically? You haven't applied for it yet, or
you
what?
You didn't fill out the correct TPS report. That's what they've said. And it's bull. You know,
I didn't even know they were making that claim.
Well, yeah, if you read any quote by anyone coming from the city or any of them on the radio, you know, they're no, it's not offensive. We just want to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And I'm like, no. I listened to Isabel almost in tears New Year's Eve morning as I'm driving to work. She's going, they are telling us we can't name our business what we're naming our business.
Yes. They tried to say that, and then it blew up in the media, and all of a sudden they changed their tune, changed their story. Now it's okay. Now it's like, now the quotes from the city manager are like, we're looking forward to seeing what kind of delicious things she's offering.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah. So the T-shirts have been flying off the shelves.
Yeah, I got to give those guys credit. They came up with an ingenious logo along with an ingenious name.
It's the name.
It's both.
The logo's great.
It all works together, and they were smart enough to slap this on some T-shirts early.
In advance, yeah, before anything blew up, which was cool. Didn't help that much because you got blown out with orders once it hit the internet. 855-450-FREE. You want to join us, talk about freedom of speech, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets SmartCash apart is the SmartHive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the SmartHive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, SmartCash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The good news about the international sensation, this headline went all over the world within the last few weeks, from based out of here in Keene, New Hampshire. Restaurant that hasn't even opened its doors yet finally has been allowed to put a sign up, which has their name on it, that the city manager had previously referred to as offensive, and further claiming that it is not appropriate. They apparently have changed their tune, and they're allowing it to move forward. The restaurant's name is Fucking Great. We're going to continue that. But first, you need to know that former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is giving away a book that covers the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event, at freeescapebook.com. The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, is free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't just come from some internet list. Instead, they come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer, where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your copy at freeescapebook.com. That's freeescapebook.com. As we continue here, talking about the Keene Great Restaurant, the good news that the city of Keene has actually gone ahead and stepped back. They're not going to go to court, thank goodness. The ACLU doesn't have to get involved. This doesn't have to be a protracted court battle where eventually the city of Keene, New Hampshire, would likely lose. They have lost more than one court battle over the years, not just the Robin Hood case in Keene, which was where people were filling parking meters so the parking meter attendants could not get to, or the enforcers could not actually get to anybody to write a ticket, or their numbers were down significantly, we'll just say that. The city of Keene sued in court over that, and they ultimately lost at the New Hampshire Supreme Court. They had lost, I think it was back in the 70s, when some protesters, I'm sorry, I don't remember when this was, but some protesters were wrongfully arrested on Central Square. So the city of Keene has been, they've been given a spanking on more than one occasion. They've been the laughingstock of global media in a lot of cases, especially for a town this small. The city of Keene manages to keep getting back into the news, whether it's over the Bearcat, which was essentially the armored truck that the city of Keene got from the federal government several years ago, where it made national headlines for that. And, of course, a lot of this has to do with the fact that we've got a great crew of liberty activists here in town that actually care about freedom and care about, in this case, the freedom to do business.
Right.
The freedom to be able to name your business whatever you want to name it, even if you're renting from the city.
And you know what? If you choose a name that is so offensive,
yeah,
I mean, just horrific, people are in an uproar, you're just not going to be in business.
No. Especially not as a restaurant.
You're not. So the market has a way of deciding for itself, right, what it finds offensive. And for bureaucrats to take that role never works out.
Well, I mean, it usually does actually work out, unfortunately, Chris, because in most cases, when a business owner is told by some city, wherever, that you need to change this about what you're doing, you need to change this about your name, or whatever it is that they demand,
right,
most businesses are going to bend over backwards to make city bureaucrats happy.
That is true.
Because most people get into business just to do business. They just want to help people get, whatever product or service they want to get.
Right.
And they didn't get in to have a, knockdown, drag-out fight with city bureaucrats and attorneys in courtrooms, which is what this would have gone to if the city had continued to push forward. We may have ended up seeing a 2-year, 3-year-long legal battle.
That's why my small local good shop is a restaurant.
Wait, what?
I'm a restaurant. I'm a restaurant. I have to pay the city of Keene $200 because we sell some jams. Now, in 99% of New Hampshire, no other place has to do it.
Really?
Because Keene has taken the extra step of voluntarily becoming a self-inspecting city. They can layer their own layer of regulation and bureaucracy on top of New Hampshire state law.
Well, the funny thing is, I was in a meeting with the Cheshire TV. It's the local public access here, and I'm on the board of directors there. Have been there for a long time, and the same city manager, this Elizabeth Dragon, who's new, has come into the board at CTV. So she's throwing her weight around with this restaurant over here, right, trying to get her way.
Right.
And then on the CTV board, she's also come into town to throw her weight around and renegotiate the contract between the city and Cheshire TV, because with these setups, the cable company collects a franchise fee, and then usually that franchise fee gets passed on to whatever television agency is providing that content. Mm-hmm. Well, she wanted to come in and completely change the way the system had worked for more than a decade, which was that Cheshire TV would get from the city the franchise fee. At some point, they changed it to 90% of the franchise fee, and the city would keep 10%, supposedly to use on their own video equipment and, you know, like broadcasting or whatever. It's supposed to be for a specific purpose.
Right.
So it's been 90-10 for a long time. And this woman comes in, and she proposes, oh, well, how about we just give you a static amount of $14,000 and some change, and then we'll put a provision in that if the amount goes down that we receive from Time Warner, or what's now Spectrum, from Spectrum, we'll be able to reduce what we give to you. So there's no provision to go up.
Right, right.
The provision is only to reduce. And I tried to explain to the board, this is not in our best interest. This is she throws in an extra $500 a month to cover the cost of an accountant that the city requires that we have. So she basically dangles this extra $500, which does make it a little bit more than what they're currently receiving.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that number based on average current spend?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So they're getting $500 extra more, but no chance to ever raise it beyond that. So she comes in there, you know, to throw her weight around there, and she made this bizarre comment during the meeting at one point. It was like toward the end, where she actually made a statement that she didn't want to deal with any more city departments, that's they don't want to take over Cheshire TV. She doesn't want another city department, she says. So maybe she would support going ahead and eliminating the health code department or the zoning board or the planning board. And, you know, people in every town USA have to deal with this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And business owners are constantly having to deal with licensing and regulation, and, you know, there's different levels in different towns for sure. And
right.
Keene is, as you pointed out, one of the worst in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
The way it seems. So, anyway, it's great news that Pho Keene Great, the new pho restaurant that made international headlines, is going to be able to have their name and their logo. In fact, the owner said this in an email to me, quote, "We stood our ground regarding our business name. And on the basis of the First Amendment, we defended it. The city cannot regulate content. Further, nowhere in the contract did it stipulate that we could not use that business name." Because, again, they had a contract signed back in April with the name Pho Keene Great right there on the contract.
Yeah.
So if it were an issue, they should have made an issue of it then. Because then you're not in a lease. You'd be like, well, we're not going to sign that lease with you.
Well, right. Maybe they didn't notice, but maybe you'd... Did you cash like 6-7 months of rent checks with that same name on it too?
They must have.
They did. Yeah.
They had to have known.
So, yeah.
And they had emails, according to the owner, they had emails in advance. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, when they're building the lease, somebody typed it into the lease. There's more coming up here in a moment. You can share your thoughts on freedom of speech, freedom to do whatever business you want without having to ask permission. This is Free Talk Live.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is trying to make a deal to end the government shutdown. He says his new offer is
straightforward, fair, reasonable, with lots of compromise.
In exchange for the $5.7 billion he's demanded for the wall, the president now proposes 3 years of legislative relief for DACA recipients and a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. He also offered
$800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance, $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure our ports of entry.
Democrats immediately rejected the proposals. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they do not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The toll free number for you to join us here is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay. It's a way for you to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you've got a real-life business and you want to accept things like Bitcoin or Dash or maybe even Zcash or Zen, you can do that through AnyPay.global. It's super easy to set up. There's no application. You just go and create your username and password, put in your crypto wallet addresses in the back end, and then load the app on your tablet or whatever device you have at your register. It's super easy, and whether you've got Android or iOS, there are ways to make that work for you, and it's fast. AnyPay.global, get over there. It's, by the way, free. That's probably one of the most important points for a merchant to accept cryptocurrency. There's no fees that AnyPay charges you for that. That's AnyPay.global. As we go to your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be about freedom of speech. Plus, on the way, I think some people want to talk about this Trump thing. And what about space billboards? The idea of actually you go outside at night, you look up, and there's a logo for, you know, you name it, Walmart, Coca-Cola, whatever. Right there, just floating up there in the sky, just a lit-up logo. So that's an interesting idea, and I bet people feel very strongly about that. But you can join us here. So let's go to the phones, to the phone. John in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Is this me?
John, you are on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, how you doing? Hey, this is John down in Texas. Chris, hey, y'all. Hey, I love that kind of food. They should not have gave that lady any hassle about the name at all. Tell you what, that's good food.
What if it's an actual brilliant plan on the part of the city manager who's not afraid to throw the city under the bus in order to help her new tenant? You know, maybe she knew that this would blow up.
Nice try.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
Hey, but tell you what, Chris, guys, I tell you what I want to talk about.
Yeah, please.
Hey, you know, this thing here with all of the folks, you know, coming across the border from Honduras and all the other countries, instead of, you know, I'm compassionate, you know, to people like that. I understand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did some quick mathematics to figure this out. Here you go, guys. I made it easy. Say the mom and the dad make $10-$11 an hour. They work full time. They got three kids. That's roughly about $38,000 a year.
Is that before
like
taxes?
Pelosi. No, that's gross.
$38,000
okay.
Yeah,
a year.
Okay,
and,
gotcha.
And so you got the rich folks that got a lot of money, like Nancy Pelosi and the folks that are far left that say, hey, let all of these great folks come over here that don't have a job, that immediately get on social services, and take $38,000 out of their income and sponsor five people.
I think that's a great idea. Why don't they do that? I mean, because they're always talking about all these different causes. Well, put your money where your mouth is. If you feel that there's a problem with Trump's immigration plan and you feel for these people, then sponsor five families. You know, pick your celebrity. Pick any of them who are coming out strongly. Do it voluntarily.
So when you say sponsor them, you mean like hire attorneys for them, hire immigration attorneys so they can...
I'm talking about pay for their livelihood until they get taught a skill and be educated. That's why I use the $38,000. Say they made $10 a piece, the husband and the wife, and they got three kids. So these folks that want to let the majority of the folks let them come over like that without any skills, any way to do a job to make a good living, take $38,000 out of the millions and the hundreds of thousands that they already have.
So you're talking about creating a job? I'm a little bit lost here. Are you talking about creating jobs for these people, you know, through some sort of charitable service?
I'm talking about they pay for their living, their food, their housing,
right,
and everything until they can...
Oh, you're talking about just having...
You
just
skill.
Just write a check.
Yeah,
just write a check.
Right. Yeah. I don't think that's the right incentive.
Right. Now, where I do take issue with that, and first of all, if there's going to be charity and there's going to be helping people in need, I'd rather have it be voluntary than forced on everyone from the government. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I just don't feel that... a lot of people see this as just a threat. Man, they're terrified of this horde of Hondurans, which amounted to something less than 4,000. And if you look at that, that's 0.000 some odd percent. I mean, it isn't. It really isn't. So I don't get that part. But, yeah, I fully support a voluntary system like that if people want to help people out.
What I'm saying is for the people who don't want the money to come out of their taxes forcibly, for the people that agree with it, that have that kind of money. Not to take care of them for all of their life, but when they get here, they're going to need medical, they're going to need housing, their kids are going to need dentists, they need to be sent to school.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
your money.
Right. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a voluntarily funded startup program, right? Like something where you can kind of help somebody get a place in an affordable house or, you know, give them some food when they get here if they're dirt poor or something like that. But if it's a privately run charity, then they're going to want to make sure that these families aren't staying on that dole forever, that they get out there and they learn the skills like you're talking about, that they get out and they get a job, you know, learn how to speak English. These kinds of things could all be, to some extent, encouraged, but you've got to be careful that you're not creating a subsidy to bad behavior. And that's what you get when you have the government giving out welfare to people. Is as long as you know how to work the system,
exactly,
you can take advantage of the system. Whereas if it weren't a system that was coercive, if it was all voluntary, meaning these charities actually had to fund themselves through voluntary donations, then they have to be responsible for the money. And great call, John. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. They have to be responsible. Because if you're not responsible with money in a voluntary situation, then your funds can dry up. If people see you, you know, you get $100 from somebody and you just kind of, I don't know, throw it away on a bunch of crap that you didn't really need, and you only end up spending 10% on the recipients of this program, the people that are actually supposed to benefit from it, whether it's immigration or healthcare or whatever it is we're talking about.
Yeah.
Your donors,
right,
the contributors are going to see that and going to say, well, first of all, you better shape up or we're going to stop donating, or they're just going to stop donating. And the pressure is going to be on.
And I don't think that's going to would be the case if we did have some sort of a system. So immediately, not to go back to our previous story, but I think about the Vietnamese boat people. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're a little young to remember this, but I remember our church sponsored a family of Vietnamese people who came over. It was and it was done charitably. You know, we helped out. Now, I was just kind of digging through to see what government systems and what government programs were in place during that. So there was sort of a formal the orderly departure program that helped settle refugees in the United States, but you know, that it wasn't covering all their expenses.
What, the church raised, you mean, back in the day?
No. I mean, the government actually had some government programs that helped settle people. But it seems to me like the bulk of the actual money was more driven by charity and things like that. And that to me, makes a little bit more sense. Having government in it at all doesn't make sense.
No, and the reason why you don't want the government involved is because, well, first of all, there's corruption, obviously. When you give people power over money and influence, they're going to wield it. And they're going to wield it to benefit their friends and punish their enemies. And that's the way of the world. You know, it doesn't matter if you put the good guy in, whoever that is, you're red or you're blue, whichever you happen to be a fan of. If you put your guy in, oh, well, he's a businessman. He's going to come in there and shape things. No, it never works out like that. I mean, look at Romney Care, right? Great example. Businessman gets in there, creates government-mandated health insurance in Massachusetts.
He did.
And
Romney Care.
You know, it's just power. It's just the way it works. It corrupts people. And, of course, also attracts the corruptible and corrupted. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues. Plus, our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's
bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the show. You may dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, there is the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. There are four of them right there for you over at our Discord server. Discord.lrn.fm with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Route 101 Local Goods only internet thing that you can order right now, or have you expanded? Is it just t-shirts at the moment for...
And hats.
And now hats.
Hats.
For fucking great. That is the name of a pho noodle soup business that has yet to open here in Keene, but I expect it will at least, hopefully it'll do very, very well. Certainly got a lot of publicity. It's been international headlines about this restaurant as the city of Keene threatened them over the name, claiming it was offensive, and now city of Keene has backed down. This blew up in international news. You were the official place where people could go and get the t-shirt for Fa Keen, great.
We're the only place. And, of course, the owners are busy trying to chase around all the copycats that quickly showed up.
well, you're not so, the only place.
Yeah.
It was so big that other people were essentially copying, you know, the shirt.
Within a couple days.
Probably inferior, I would imagine, because only one, you know, one person has that original graphic, and that's
right.
Two people, the guy who's at the print shop and the lady who owns the place. So
yeah, the graphic designer, he's a really nice guy, and he wasn't expecting this either. But you know, I just think it's a cool design. And but you're right.
Yeah, he figured it would hang on the restaurant, be maybe in another couple places. Now it's draped over well over 1,000 people who have ordered it from as far away as rattle off some locations. I know you told me Australia and Afghanistan,
England. Internationally, that's kind of what we've done so far, but we've had a couple in each one.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool. Afghanistan, we have, I know we've got to be close to 50 states because I heard Hawaii came in a day or two ago. And then
Alaska.
Today we had an Alaska border. So
that's awesome.
So that's all really cool, and it's good that this, you know, a good portion of this goes to supporting a small business that's been fighting.
Well, it's going to support two small businesses. It's going to support the restaurant.
Right.
Keen, great, and your business, which is Route 101 Local Goods.
Right, but we all know that businesses, you know, when somebody has success, then it breeds success elsewhere.
So everybody succeeds.
There's also that T-shirt printing company who's going nuts, but... Yeah, I know that Isabel, you know, they thought 100 shirts would be plenty to, you know, make it through, like, their grand opening. And
so you do have...
sorry.
You've got women's sizes, right? And also just kind of unisex T-shirts.
Yep, and unisex, we just announced 3X and 4X. So those are available. We had a lot of bigger guys, bigger people that were interested in them, and... So we quickly filled that.
Very cool. Route101gifts.com. It's right there. Just scroll down. You'll see the items there on the main page. It's route101gifts.com if you want to get your own shirt. I mean, they may not be available forever, so who knows? Get yours now while you still can. All right, so back to the phones, to the phone. We got Doug in Virginia. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hey, how are y'all tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm gonna make a good point about President Trump and the shutdown. If you're familiar with the RRF program, Reduction in Force, senior executives that are in this government shutdown, they can't be fired or laid off, furloughed or laid off, but after 30 days, they can prove that their non-essential can be coincided with a reduction in force. So basically, after 30 days, President Trump can invoke the reduction in force and
what?
Get rid of them.
But let me tell you what happens in Washington when these things happen, because I've been through government shutdowns when I was in the military. I went through 5 different government shutdowns when I was a consultant doing computer work and things like that. I went through a couple of them then. What government shutdown means, and when people start bringing up riffing people, reduction in force. Right. What that means is that every cabinet department down there is packed full to the gills today, in spite of the snow, because they're all justifying why they are essential.
But wait, didn't you
that's
say
what they do?
Okay, but
that's
I'm sure
what
they
do.
I'm sure they will, and the unions are going to come in there and fight for them, no doubt about it. It's probably going to get ugly. But let me see if I understood what you said, Doug, because this is the first. You know, you seemed familiar with it, Chris, but I've not heard of this before. So you said that after 30 days of a shutdown, if somebody hasn't been going to work, that Trump, as the you know, head of the administrative or executive branch, can just go ahead and say, well, since you haven't been working and we're still here and you're still sitting at home, we can just go ahead and consider you reduced. You know, we're going to make you a reduction in force, and then they don't have to, they're fired, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Laid off. That's right. Correct. It does.
Yeah.
And it put non-essential, and their function is somewhat. A perfect example of this was during the Clinton administration. They came in and cleaned house of the travel agency. You remember that? It took them out in the van and unloaded the travel agency, would put their hand-picked people in there. And Clinton's got away with it. They laid those people off and trumped up some kind of bogus charges against them, and then put their own people in the travel agency. And
so is this reduction in force thing, is this part of a contract? Is this under, like, when you sign up to work for the federal government, is this in all the fine print saying they can do this to you?
Well, here's where I want to hop in, and I just want to say that this is one of the least reliable sources I've ever quoted on air, but I'm going to go with Snopes.
Okay.
But Snopes says it's mostly false.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it.
I know,
Like, we're coming up on 30 days, right?
I know, we're just
Friday
sitting here like...
Wasn't Friday day number 28? Bring it down.
Just move all the moving vans to D.C. It'd be great.
Friday, I think Friday was day number 28. And so next week is going to be their second paycheck they're going to miss, because they missed, not this Friday, not yesterday, but a week ago Friday was the first paycheck that they missed. So we're coming up on 30.
And by coincidence, the people you can lay off, too, will be like $150 billion, over $200 billion with the agencies and the buildings that you use to lease out to do these people. So, by the way, the $5 billion for the wall is chump change
and look at the money they'll save by laying these employees off.
if they can. Now, you're saying, Chris Snopes is saying it's mostly a myth. There's probably some layer of truth to this. Do we know what the truth is and where the myth begins?
Federal statute requires agencies to take reduction in force action against employees who have been furloughed for 30 days or more, but that only applies in administrative furloughs, quote, a planned event by an agency which is designed to absorb reductions necessitated. Thank you.
Yeah.
By downsizing, reducing funding, lack of work, or any budget situation other than a lapse in appropriations. So it seems
so it doesn't
to say,
apply, or?
Well, that's what this is kind of indicating, that because, you know, that is one of those things that would say, you know, you can't do that. You can do it for administrative purposes.
So wait, that doesn't qualify as administrative when the administration won't approve the budget? They're saying budget's exempted from that, so therefore...
Well, actually, yeah, they are sort of saying that it does, because it does a budgetary situation.
Yeah, I got lost in the explanation.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Wasn't real clear on that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm going to research this more, because if it's true, you know, I know what I want for Christmas.
Well, he could do it a lot sooner than Christmas. He could do it probably by Monday.
My birthday's in February.
You know,
God, what a great birthday present.
Once the week starts. Doug, great call, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Anything else you want to share?
That was it. I think you might remember me for a few weeks ago when I called in about the Posse Comitatus statute, and I won that argument, but I didn't get a chance to rub it in.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Toll-free number, everybody who is in an argument thinks they won it, from what I can tell. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. He's David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Rush Limbaugh was also talking about that on his show, and he was doing making a show of trying to shut the caller up from letting his listeners know that could be done, at least for now. Like, he's got.
So what you're saying, Rush Limbaugh did not want his listeners to know about the reduction in force concept?
Yeah, he had a caller call in, and just like your caller did just now, and Rush did made a big show of going, not letting people know.
Oh, don't let him in on the secret kind of thing. I see. Well, we're in D.C. right now, and we're on the air in D.C. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. On the air in D.C. for the second night.
Nice.
We're doing Saturday nights there. I said we were on all 3 hours, but we actually get a fourth hour in D.C.
I saw that. That surprised me.
So I think they're grabbing an hour from our Friday show and throwing that in at the very end. So you actually get 4 hours of Free Talk Live, because we are actually doing this show 7 nights a week. So if you do like what you're hearing, you can always find us over at freetalklive.com. You know, I got the rest of the statement here from the owner of Fa-Keen Great, talking about how they stood their ground when the city of Keene was coming at them because of their name, calling it offensive. They said further here, the government cannot demand or require us to do anything that supersedes our baseline rights. We're deeply grateful to everyone that offered and gave their support and appreciate all opinions and input, even those that were offended by our business name, which was hardly anybody, from what I could tell.
Nah.
Unless you just hate fun and have no sense of humor whatsoever. The toll-free number to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.